The Sandman, one of Netflix's best adaptations. Netflix has been on quite a quest of adapting cult fan favorites such as The Witcher and Cowboy Bebop. Although some of the adaptations might not be amazing, The Sandman was a definite fucking spectacle. The Sandman is created by one of my favorite writers, Neil Gaiman, and in interviews he mentioned he was with this project every step of the way, which definitely shows. I would say almost 96% of the scenes were ripped straight from the graphic novel. Of course, there are some exceptions due to missing some DC heroes that were in the original graphic novel, but blink and you will definitely miss some DC Easter eggs that were sprinkled on top of the scenes. Tom Sturridge's portrayal of the Dream or Lord Morpheus really carried the show. He is neither an antagonist nor a hero. If I had an expectation of what an anthropomorphic embodiment of Dream would be, this is it. Sturridge's performance of the Dream captured the internal struggle with maintaining his responsibilities while developing more empathy towards the humans he was serving. Not only that, but what makes the Sandman series special is that it was able to make its universe feel so grand, yet we are not lost in it and still curious to explore. I enjoyed the reimagining of Constantine as Johanna instead of the common John Constantine. If you are unable to bring Matt Ryan's version to this universe, let's do a variant version. But regardless, Johanna was a total badass, and I definitely want to see more of her if the Sandman is able to get a second season, crossing fingers. The visuals itself of the Dream's realm was very gorgeous, and it was money well spent by Netflix. It was very creative with the different dreams and nightmares that were roaming around. There are not many complaints I have about The Sandman other than it definitely needed an automatic renewal for season 2. If House of Dragons was able to get a season 2 after one episode, The Sandman needs one ASAP. Thanks for reading this article. If you'd like to share your thoughts in reaction to what you just read, then feel free to leave a comment below or click here to submit your own opinion piece. The Dorkaholics team is always on the look for new, additional voices to join us, share their own unique perspectives, and contribute to the diverse platform we are building in our corner of the internet and pop culture community.